Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Celebrating Liberation Day. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Tariffs have also led to political decimation. When McKinley most famously put tariffs on in 1890, they lost 50% of their seats in the next election. When Hart Smoot put on their tariff in the early 1930s, we lost the House and the Senate for 60 years. So they're not only bad economically, they're bad politically.
Yeah, Rand Paul has been consistent, at least. He's always been against tariffs, and he's not happy with what Donald Trump did yesterday. I'd like to have a conversation with Rand Paul to understand that whole thing a little better. I don't know. I do have Anthony LaBruna on the phone with us this morning, Executive Director at the American Principles Project. And Anthony, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your take, your initial reaction to what you heard yesterday with the president and Liberation Day.
Well, I'll just say this. I highly doubt Rand Paul was there at the White House celebrating with the administration. But this is the first step in leveling the playing field for the U.S. You know, for years and years and years, the U.S. has been the only one playing by the rules. And we've been hurt for it. And, you know, I believe in one thing. If tariff those who tariff us, right, we're just playing the same game that the rest of the world is. And sadly, a lot of our allies and our enemies do this to us. And so I think this is a great first step for the American people, but specifically for American families, because I think this is going to do a lot for the manufacturing sector and bringing jobs back to the U.S.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at this, and I've still can't find anyone who's come on my program and can defend why it's okay for, I don't know, I'm going to pick on Indonesia, Malaysia. According to that list the president had yesterday, they impose a 93% tariff on U.S. goods coming into their country. The U.S. charges on average 2-3%, maybe 4% for some countries. Who thinks that's okay?
I don't think anyone thinks it's okay. I think there's people in the back pockets of these countries who are lobbying the U.S. government to prevent tariffs being implemented on their country, right? I mean, you're talking about some countries like Cambodia, who has a 97% tariff rate on U.S. goods.
Yeah.
And I think that the overall picture is what Americans need to understand with these tariffs is that the U.S. economy is the biggest market in the world. And if you want a seat at the table to sell to American consumers, you have to pay a fee for that.
Yeah.
What do you think the odds are of some of these countries coming to Trump over the next week or so as these are starting to roll out and take effect and saying, you know what, we've reconsidered things. Let's lower ours and maybe you'll lower yours.
I think that's the effect he wants. I don't think it's just President Trump who's going to hear from all these foreign leaders and dignitaries. I think it's going to be everybody in the administration, from J.D. Vance to all the agent secretaries. This is what he wants. This is going to level the playing field for us. And I think overall, President Trump is a very rational man in the sense of that when he makes a decision and follows through on an action, he wants a certain result. And I think that's exactly what he wants to see, is these foreign dignitaries and leaders coming to him and saying, okay, we're going to drop ours, you drop yours.
Yeah. Anthony LeBrun, our guest from the American Principles Project. I think back, I had a bite yesterday from 1987, where Donald Trump was on with Oprah Winfrey, and I think he was on CNN, and he was talking about the same thing in 1987. And the only thing I can really compare that to is, if you go back in history and you look at the speeches Ronald Reagan was giving in the 1950s and the 1960s about communism, those are the same things he was preaching when he got elected president of the United States, and he implemented to defeat the Soviet Union.
Exactly. And I think the thing about Trump is, like, you know, you see that in 1977, you see him now in 2025, he follows through on his promises. He's already got multiple U.S. companies committed to coming back and restoring manufacturing with the implementation of these tariffs so that they avoid these. And, you know, Apple, one of the biggest, is over there doing billions and billions of dollars with China, is right now invested or going to be investing $500 billion into the U.S.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to realize quickly that the quickest way around it is to have a plant or something, some production in the U.S., or they could just cut their tariffs. I think it's a pretty simple solution here. Anthony, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to get Anthony LeBrun on there from the American Principles Project. I'm still waiting. I have scoured the internet looking for people I could invite on here who could defend the current situation instead of just whining about the fact that we're going to start a trade war. I don't want to hear that. I'm sick of hearing that. Why have we let these countries abuse us and have an unfair trade balance for all these years? Somebody's got to be getting paid off for it. I just don't know who.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.